sons, and is now risen from the dead, and is the Savior of the world, and is God, a very God, is indeed a strange story. In fact, Paul acknowledged that it is so strange in writing to the Corinthians that it is to the Gentiles foolishness, right? Foolishness, stupidity, an unacceptable story that a crucified man, an act of execution reserved only for the lowest of the low criminals, could be God, and that God would die and rise again in the form of this Jewish criminal is just beyond comprehension. That is why in the city of Rome today, you can go to the Circus Maximus and you will find there an inscription on stone that's barred off so people don't continue to rub it away. It's a picture of a cross, and hanging on the cross is the body of a man with the head of a donkey. And there's a man bowing down, and the inscription says, Alexamenos worships his God. How foolish is that, to worship a crucified man? It's a joke. It's a cartoon. This is some strange God who is crucified, so impotent, so powerless, who dies and rises from the dead. So, they were having a hard time accepting this message. It was to them foolishness, foolishness. But it was entertaining, and it was novel, and they loved the idea of the new and the novel, and they needed to be entertained. And though Paul, at least according to the Corinthians, was not an impressive person, and his speech is even contemptible, his presence, they said, was unimpressive. His speech was contemptible. At least it's something new and it's something novel. So, verse 19 says, they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, may we know what this new teaching is which you are proclaiming? Areopagus is a hill, the hill of Ares or Mars, the god Mars, the god of war. That hill was where the Supreme Court of Athens met. Supreme Court of Athens. So, this was so novel, they wanted to expose this teacher and his new teaching to the Supreme Court in Athens. This is the very court that once had tried and condemned